So we have the incredible zechus to read Parshas Vayigash with the emotional reunification of Yaakov Avinu's family. Yosef, again, who for the last couple of parshios was disguised as the, well, not disguised, playing the role of the Egyptian viceroy, reveals his identity to his brothers, and Yosef Ha'oda Vichai, and that moment of dramatic revelation, the fractured family of Yaakov Avinu comes back together. And so Yaakov Avinu hears about that his son, who he thought was dead for 22 years, is in fact alive. Not only is he alive, but he has a mishpacha. Not only does he have a mishpacha, but he's the second most powerful man in the civilized world, the viceroy to Egypt. And at first Yaakov Avinu is resistant to believe it, but then ultimately he comes around. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him something amazing. This is in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Dalet, chapter 46, verse 4. Anochi. So he tells, first of all, he tells Yaakov, Vayomer, Anochi hakel Elokei Avicha, al tira merda mitzrayma ki legoi gadol asimcha sham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu senses the apprehension in Yaakov Avinu of leaving Eretz Yisrael, of going down to Mitzrayim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, don't be afraid to go down to Egypt. Go, I'll make you into a great nation there. Anochi eret imcha mitzrayma, va'anochi al alcha gamalo, v'yosef yoshes yado al einecha. Ultimately, again, I will go down to you with Egypt, to Egypt, and I will bring you back up, and Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. So on the most basic level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu, I'm with you. I'm with you. I know that this is terrifying. Because remember, again, for Yaakov Avinu, as exciting as it was to be able to have this potential reunification with his son, the thought of leaving Eretz Yisrael, the thought of leaving Canaan. Remember, Yaakov Avinu's last experience outside the land of Israel was not exactly positive. It was the episode many years earlier with his father-in-law, Lavan. Now, he's an old man already. He's going to go down to Egypt, and presumably, that is where he's going to die. And so he's nervous. What does this mean for my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To which Hashem says, do not worry. Anochi eret imcha mitzrayim va'anochi alocha gamalo. I'll bring you down to Egypt, and I will bring you back up. The bringing you back up, of course, can be understood in two different ways. A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yaakov Avinu that he will be buried in the land of Canaan, that he'll be buried in Maras HaMachpelah. Or second possibility is foreshadowing the future events of Yaakov's children. And there will be servitude. Your children will be there. Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayim, will go down into Egypt together, our metaphor for bondage, va'anochi alcha gamalo, but I will also bring you up, I will redeem them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising Yaakov Avinu that he will be with him as an individual, and he will also be with the collective family of Yaakov Avinu, both in difficult times, but ultimately will bring them out. But the Rebbe, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, says something so incredibly beautiful. The Rebbe says, Hodilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetachlis Yeridas Mitzrayim, He Loses Es Ator Li Yisrael, V'lishmo Mepi HaGvura. Anochi Hashem Alokecha, V'vtichu, Anochi Al-Acha Gam Alo. So the Rebbe says, there's a much deeper message over here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu, yes, there is going to be difficulty. Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. There's going to be a Yerida. There's going to be a Yerida. There's going to be a descent. And not just a physical geographic descent going down to the land of Egypt, but there's going to be a spiritual, emotional descent as well. Your family, which right now is on such a high spiritual level, is going to plummet into the depths of Egypt. Because we know that although when the Shvatim were alive, everything was okay, slowly but surely again, Klal Yisrael begins to become embedded in Egyptian culture, and ultimately, again, not in an assimilation way, but in a loss of identity way, to the point ultimately, again, when we become slaves, there's a total loss of self. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayma. But I need you to understand that the Yerida is Litzorech Aliyah. We're going down in order to come up. The ultimate goal is that your children will stand by Har Sinai. Your children will say Naaseh V'Nishma, and ultimately they will receive the Aseret HaDibros, receive the Torah, of which the first word is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayma, V'anochi alacho gamalo. Why anochi? The Rebbe says that is a hidden reference to Kabbalah Satorah, a hidden reference to Sinaitic revelation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'eretz Yisrael. The receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai was the very relationship contract between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The revelation at Har Sinai was the moment of the greatest event of spiritual intimacy between man and God to ever occur on the face of this earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, you have to understand that in order to get to Har Sinai, you have to first go down into Egypt. In order to experience those beautiful moments of spiritual accomplishment, you're going to have to go ahead and visit the bottom of the pit of defeat, because Zohi Achayim, that is life. That sometimes in order to climb to the greatest heights, we first have to plummet to the greatest depths. That's the pshat. There was something about the Egyptian experience that forged our identity. There was something about Egyptian servitude, and we'll speak about this in later on Parshios, but there was something about this experience in Egypt that ultimately allowed us to soar to the greatest heights of Sinaitic revelation, of Kabbalah Satorah, of Na'aseh V'Nishma. And that says Rebbe Zipshat, Anochi Eredim Chametzraima. This Rebbe says, I'll be with you when you go down. Understand that even the act of going down, even the act of failure, even the act of plummeting to the greatest depths of impurity, Anochi, I'm there with you. Va'anochi elocha gam alo. And ultimately again, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I will take you out. And I'll take you out for what purpose? So that you could stand by Har Sinai, you could hear Kabbalah Satorah, you could say Na'aseh V'Nishma, you could hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. An incredible message to Yaakov Avinu as the father of a nation. Your nation, your family, your children are about to experience an incredible fall. But I just want you to understand that the purpose of that fall is not that they remain in the bottom of the pit. The purpose of the fall is because sometimes it's only through the fall that you gain the strength in order to soar. Sometimes it's only through the fall that you gain the strength to soar. And what the Rebbe teaches us on a national level is incredibly true on a personal level as well. We've spoken about this concept many times in the past, that sometimes failure creates the greatest platform for success. Because when we fail in life and when we fall in life, we recognize our weaknesses, we recognize our deficiencies, and I know what I have to work on. I know what I have to do. When I make a mistake, when I fall, when I fail, I have discovered my personalistic Achilles heel, my spiritual Achilles heel, my interpersonal Achilles heel, my emotional Achilles heel, my ruchni Achilles heel. I know my weakness. And now that I know my weakness, I can do something about it. Now that I know my weakness, I can bolster and build myself. Now that I know my weakness, I know exactly what I have to work on. And that's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu, not just a national message, but a personal message as well. Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we descend into our own Mitzrayim. We know the Vart, what's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the Mitzarim, the narrow straits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we fall into the narrow straits of life. He's there with us when we fall, when we fail. He's there with us when we descend into the profound and abysmal pit of personal failure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you, I'm with you. But utilize this failure as an opportunity. Utilize this failure as an opportunity to learn about yourself, to learn about your life, to learn about what you have to do and what you have to avoid. Use this failure to bolster yourself for your future. And if you do that, va'anochi al alcha gam alo, I'll help you get back up. I'll help you get back up. You don't have to remain down and out. Yes, it is easy in life to lose yourself in your failure. But if you use failure as the catalyst and springboard for growth, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll help you get back up. I'm not abandoning you. Even when you fall, even when you fail, Anochi, I HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I will be there with you. But I beg of you, don't lose yourself in the failure. Don't wallow in the defeat. Find the courage to pick yourself back up. And if you grow from your setbacks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be there to help you along the ascent. I'll be there as you try to get out of your Mitzrayim, to get to your Har Sinai, and ultimately to get to your Eretz Kinan, the Eretz Yisrael. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Yaakov Avinu. A national message, a personal message. The national message, you're going down to Egypt, there's going to be a descent, but that is a Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah. It's a descent for the sake of a future ascent. You can only get to Har Sinai. You can only get to Na'aseh V'Nishma if you first go through the Mitzrayim. And on a personal level, we all have our Mitzrayim, we all have our defeats, we all have our failures, we all have the times that we are down and out. But what we do with those failures and defeats, Mamish fundamentally determines the nature and fabric of our lives. If we use our defeats and failures to recognize what we have to work on, then that failure becomes the platform for growth. That Mitzrayim becomes the springboard for an incredible ascent. Those difficult circumstances become the beginning of a beautiful and magnificent turnaround. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you in your defeat. Va'anochi, and I'm with you a'ochel gamalo. If you make the choice to get back up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and grow from your Mitzrayim, I promise I'll be there right by your side. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a beautiful, restful Shabbos Kodesh.